Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, last night's game, we said it. We opened the show with last night, Monday, April 1st, and it was no fools. Last night was the biggest night in the history of women's college basketball. And for me to say it was groundbreaking is no exaggeration, Rob, because the ratings are in. And last night's game between Iowa, led by Caitlin Clark, and LSU, led by Angel Reese, Rob, the rating last year was 10 million, almost 10 million for that final game. This, for the Elite Eight game to get to the Final Four, 12.3 million viewers. Now, Rob, that's the most in the history of women's college basketball, so we weren't over-exaggerating. And check this out. It's more than the 2023 NBA Finals and the 2023 World Series. And, of course, we could say, well, those are series. They're seven games. But check this out. The 12.3 million viewers, Rob, is more than 18 of the last 23 NBA Finals games. And it's also more than 18 of the last 23 World Series games. So, Rob, I could go on. It outdrew every NBA game last season except Game 5 of the Finals. Every college football game last season outside of the championship games and the SEC, you can throw in the SEC, the college football playoff, Ohio State, Michigan, and the SEC championship. And it outdrew every single Major League Baseball game last season. Rob, we've been talking, can Caitlin Clark resurrect or really, I don't even want to say revitalize because this hasn't really been vitalized, but can she lift the WNBA to become a major draw? Let's put it that way, right? And you and I have both been skeptical of that. But Rob, these numbers are making me think, like, I'm not saying she's going to make it as popular as the NBA, but it seems, I don't, like, these numbers are crazy. I would think she will be able to have a significant impact on the popularity, assuming she's still a great player at the next level, on the popularity of the WNBA. And I say it because other than poor play or, you know, some off-the-court issue that became a problem, but those aren't likely. Why wouldn't she? She's got commercials. She's going to have more commercials. And assuming she's a great player, like, she is a cultural phenomenon. She's not just a phenomenon on the basketball court. But these ratings show that she is actually a cultural phenomenon. And my thing, Rob, is that just going to disappear next year? I would think she would remain a cultural icon until she shows that she can't play at the next level or, you know, there's something crazy off the court. So, Rob, I think she really might revitalize, for lack of a better term, the WNBA.
I totally disagree. I think the ratings are a product of what we've always talked about with March Madness, which is the single elimination game. The coach, I always mispronounce her name. What is it? Malarkey?
Mulkey.
I want to say Malarkey because I hear her talk. Mulkey. I want to say Malarkey. Mulkey is a not like figure. So there's another rooting interest against her. LSU, the black and white thing, Reese, and Caitlin Clark. But it's the single game elimination, Chris. The problem with thinking that she's going to take these numbers, and again, when you talk about
the
NBA.
These numbers.
No, yeah, but I'm just saying, Chris, she's not playing every WNBA game. So she might be playing in Indiana and people might want to go see her. But are they going to the Liberty game against, I don't know, the Tulsa? I don't know. What do they have a team that used to be the Sparks?
I don't know. We get your point, though.
You know, you get my point. Are they still going to go? Is that going to sell tickets for the rest of the league? Sure, Indiana might have a bump in ticket sales, Chris, and the NBA's tickets might go from 6,000.
Well, no, but Rob, does it
average?
When Magic and Bird came into the league, they were on two teams. They didn't sell tickets for the other, at that point, what was it, 20, maybe 24, 26
Chris.
Teams in the league? Michael Jordan came in. He was a phenom. He played for one team. He didn't sell tickets for Sacramento. And I'm just saying, of course, she's not going to make other teams sell out when she's not playing. But her games could be on. They could be do big numbers on television, and look, it might benefit them that there's only, what, 30-some-odd regular season games? I don't know what it is.
But
it's
also,
in the summer. There's nothing really going on other than baseball, and those that want to watch basketball. We've seen NBA Summer League be huge.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is people, once they've seen – okay, this is the national championship college basketball game. And I saw her. I watched her put up 41 points against LSU. Now
so I'm going to
watch her on a Tuesday night when the Sparks and the Indiana team play. Like, I'm not saying nobody will watch, Chris, but I'm telling you, a lot of it has to do with March Madness, this time of the year. The men's game is down. There aren't people that people want to watch.
But the men's game has the same format. That's what you're saying. It's about the format.
Yeah, but she's a
phenomenon.
She's a unicorn that once I get a picture of her or once I see her doesn't mean I'm going to keep watching.
Once I saw Michael Jordan, that's enough.
No.
Once I saw LeBron, that's enough.
The WNBA's been around
Chris,
for
Serena,
30 years, and they've
had
great players.
Like this. I saw Serena Williams, that's enough.
I'm not
you
buying it.
You watch greatness
I'm
to
I'm
watch greatness
it.
Time
I'm
after
not,
time.
I'm not
and
buying
I'm,
that she's going to save the league. I'm not buying
well,
it.
Well, I'm not saying she's going to draw 12 million. Of course, it's not going to be nearly as popular as the NBA. But she can give them a shot in the arm. I just shot down every argument you had.
No, you didn't.
You said
here's the other one.
Format.
Women don't even go to the WNBA games. They don't even go.
They've
been around for 30 years. Who say there's been no players?
No, I
ain't saying. Cheryl Swoops. They've been great players.
With Cheryl Swoops, hold on. Cheryl Swoops, Brittany Griner, Brianna, whatever. I can't even think of her last name. Brianna Stewart, Ella, Donna, Don. Were any of them this popular? I'm not saying they might have been better. I'm just saying, did any of them capture the public's imagination like this?
All I'm saying to you is...
Can you answer me?
What? No, because it's a little difference, but that doesn't mean that...
A little difference? What do you mean a little difference?
Yeah, because we're in this whole...
They were in the same
the game has changed with the three-pointer. She's shooting from all over the place like Steph Curry. So there's a lot of that, and that's fine. What I'm saying to you is I don't buy that what she does here is going to translate into that league is going to be a moneymaker. They're going to get way better ratings. They're going to sell out their games. I'm not buying into
Is she going to sell out her games? Is she going to sell out her games?
Yeah, in Indiana they might sell out.
Okay, that's all. I'm not talking about. I think if she, I'm not trying to say they're going to do these ratings or anything close to the NBA. I'm saying I think she can make the league significantly more popular because you're right. She's only one person on one team. But she will drive everything up, just like she's driving everything up with the women's tournament.
I just see her as being like a one-person Harlem Globetrotter. When she comes to town, they might show up. But when the other teams in the WNBA show up, Chris, they're not going. And that's what I'm saying. She's the Harlem Globetrotters of the WNBA. And they'll show up for her game, but they're not going to go for the rest of the league. The rest of the league has been around for almost 30 years.
But even that,
and there's been plenty of time for people to pick up on women's basketball.
The NBA had been around for... 30 something years when Bird and Magic entered. Does that mean they can be popular? They've had Bill Russell and Will Chamberlain, Oscar Robertson. It didn't change it. Dr. J. What's Bird and Magic gonna do? That's all I'm just saying. She's gonna make it much more popular. And, like, I really think she will do it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down 10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Our next guest would be on, man. I was so excited. She is a SportsCenter host, really needs no introduction.
A legend, stop it.
Yes, an absolute legend. Now the host of the NBA DNA with Hannah Storm podcast. And we had some terrific times on SportsCenter years ago and even doing the NBA Countdown show. We bring in none other than the great Hannah Storm. Hannah, how are you?
Oh, my God. So good to talk to you, Rob. You too.
Thank you, Hannah.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, I remember at the start, like before the Warriors won their first title, I was like, you know, Chris, I need to do, I don't know, I want to feature like an up-and-coming NBA team. Like, who do you think is interesting? And he was like, without hesitation, the Golden State Warriors. And this was really pretty early in the season. So I was like, yeah, that's awesome. We ended up, like, doing this half-hour special. They went on. They won their first title. But, like, Chris was always such a, like, great go-to guy for anything. So
Hannah,
I don't know why
so
I always
Hannah,
remember that.
That was the one he got right at ESPN, huh?
Oh, hey, man.
You never know until they play the games, right? Like,
that's right.
We're always wrong about pretty much everything. But, I don't know. We have a good time doing it, I guess.
Absolutely. It's so great to have you on. But tell us about, so you're going to have a podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm. And let me first ask you this, because you've covered, you know, so many sports. And obviously people know you now from SportsCenter. What made you decide to focus on the NBA?
Well, because I actually grew up, my dad was the fifth commissioner of the old American Basketball Association.
Yep. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I grew up around sports. The reason I wanted to get into sportscasting is because I was, you know, going to games since I was a little kid. So he was with a bunch of teams, commissioner of the ABA, started the Pacers from the ground up, was with, Kentucky Colonels aren't around anymore, but the Memphis Sounds, the Atlanta Hawks, Baltimore Bullets, Cincinnati Royals, Chicago Zephyrs. I mean, we're going like back in time.
Right.
But, you know, our family moved around constantly, all because of basketball. And then, I ended up because I knew it was so much fun. Even though women weren't doing sports and they weren't sportscasters, I was like, you know, that's what I want to do. So, because I'd grown up around it, so I was like, okay. Then I ended up covering the NBA and the WNBA. I was the first ever play-by-play voice of the WNBA at NBC.
Wow.
So I just have this really cool story arc of life, and that I don't think anybody else has because it's so unusual.
Yep.
And I always wanted to do this kind of like documentary style, like through a certain lens. And so that's what this is. It's a kind of a doc style podcast, and the first couple episodes take you through the ABA, but then also like my, you know, the early Houston Rockets, you know, my first gig, and then I moved to Charlotte. I was there for the expansion Hornets. So I talked to like Rex Chapman, Del Curry, Muggsy Bogues, you know, so there's really fun, you know, all the way up until now, but there's really fun. It's different. And I think there's a ton of stories people haven't heard. You know, Dr. J is prominent, obviously, early on in the series. The That's NBA awesome. Had archival interviews with my dad, which was crazy. They had, like, this huge 6-hour interview with my dad in their archive. So even though he's passed, he is in it. It's really cool. It's turning out really well.
And the first episode drops Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
April 3rd, so this is great.
Yeah, that's like it's fun. It sounds like a lot of fun. Will it be any broadcasters as well, or is it players? Okay.
So, I mean, Bob Costas, because his first job was as a play-by-play guy for the Spirits of St. Louis in the ABA. So he has hilarious stories. He's also a really good historian as well. But then, especially when we get into later episodes, there'll be a bunch of broadcasters. We're going to go, you know, do like the behind-the-scenes of the NBA on NBC.
Can I go out one show? I'm not a producer, but...
Sure.
How about Ahmad Rashad and Willow Bay? Because you remember, like, that team was big. What was Chris, what was the name of that show?
I remember Inside the NBA.
Yeah, right. Like,
Inside
you know.
And so Willow is already booked. Ahmad has some kind of project of his own, and he thinks there might be a conflict, which is unfortunate because obviously he's one of my first calls.
Okay.
So Willow and I were like the same height, like same basic haircut, like same, you know what I mean? And we were like the only two women ever around. So our whole era, people would constantly call her Hannah and me Willow and all of that. And that's how we got to be friends. And we're still really good friends to this day. But I'm totally with you, Rob. Like Inside Stuff was this iconic show. And then Ahmad used to cover the East because he was Jordan's guy. You know, he was the only person Jordan would talk to. And then I covered the Western Conference. And then we would come together for the finals. And then I also hosted, you know, Costas would host like the playoffs, and then I hosted the regular season on NBC. So those were some really great years. And, you know, we even cover the, like, the non-Jordan, you know, who the Rockets stepping in and winning those back-to-back titles. I just, you know, talked to a bunch of people from the Rockets the other day. So, yeah, it's a really fun series.
How about this? You brought up the being the first voice of the WNBA. What about Caitlin Clark and her potential of maybe galvanizing, I don't know what the right word is, that league?
That's a great word.
It's been around for a long time. And Hannah, you know, the attendance, 6,000, the numbers aren't great. Could she do something to finally, like, change the fortunes of that league?
You know, obviously, all of the Indiana Fever, they have the number one pick. So all those games are sold out in every arena. I think that it would be, I don't know what Angel's going to do. Reese, she has to decide, I believe, by Thursday. I, you know, if she goes into the WNBA as well, I think that's, you know, some massive star power. That's sort of a, you know, people have compared it to kind of a Magic Bird moment. Yeah. And I think the hope is that it will be that. I went to the final game last year between the Liberty and the Aces at Barclays. It was sold out. It was insane. It was crazy. You know, men, women, people of all ages, everyone wearing jerseys. So I do think that among, like, the top teams and the top rivalries, there's a really, really solid fan base. But it is a moment right now. You're absolutely right. And I'm fascinated to see if what's happened in college, if that's going to translate and how much shine she's going to bring to the rest of the league. She will for sure when she comes into town. That's no doubt. Indiana's a great basketball. We know what Indiana.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know how much they love their basketball in Indiana. So I think that's such a cool place for her to be.
We're joined by Hannah Storm, legendary broadcaster with ESPN. Hannah, last thing, you were with the WNBA from the start. They've had many great players, but none has captured the imagination of Basketball America like Caitlin Clark. Why do you think she's been the one to really, you know, capture everybody's attention?
Honestly, I think it's the logo threes. Right. I really do.
She plays a lot Steph.
It's a lot like it's the logo threes. It's the right there. Like, there's no trash you can talk about that, right? It's a logo three.
You can't
say, oh, yeah. And then And then I think it's also, though, she can dominate a game like she did last night because with her assists, you know, the way she plays, and I like that she's, like, really fierce, too, super competitive. And I just don't think there has been another woman that's played like her, that people can recall, that has a combination of qualities that she does. And you saw, I mean, LSU, just the defending champs, like, they were just like, there's legit nothing we can do about this. And so I think she's unlike, honestly, Chris, I think she's unlike anything we've ever seen. She really is. And that's why, you know, we'll see. We'll see what kind of effect she has on the pro game. It's different than the college game. You know, we see a lot of huge college stars go pro. We'll see. But, you can guarantee during those dates, every single one of her games will be insane. Will be it's like Steph. Like you said, people are going to come just to see her.
No doubt. This is the great Hannah Storm. Yes, thank you for joining us. This was fantastic. And check out the podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm. First episode drops tomorrow, April 3rd. Thanks, Hannah.
You guys are the best.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Rob, the story of the week, and that is Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes, the Lady Hawkeyes, I guess, beating Angel Reese and the LSU Lady Tigers last night in the most watched women's college basketball game in history. And Rob, one thing, and I feel like this is because the depth in the college game, women's college game, is not equivalent to the depth in the men's college game. So you don't see quite as many upsets in the early rounds of the tournament. But, Rob, the NCAA could not have asked for a better situation than the way the tournament is played out. Because, Rob, every storyline that was riveting entering the tournament has come to pass. LSU and Iowa, wow, they could meet in the Elite Eight. They do. Obviously, Caitlin Clark still alive in the Final Four. Obviously, South Carolina, the best team in the country, still alive in the Final Four. And now you've got Paige Beckers, who, when they were freshmen, Rob, Paige Beckers and Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers was viewed as the better player. It was an argument, debate, But Paige Bueckers was viewed as the better player. Then she got hurt, and obviously the rest is history. But she's still a great player and plays similar a lot. They play very similar. They're about the same height as well. And they're meeting in the Final Four the next game. And the thing for Clark, Rob, is this. She has to go through. So last night she beats the defending champion LSU Tigers and Angel Reese. Her next game is against Paige Bueckers and the UConn Huskies. And number one, obviously, UConn is the most storied program in women's college basketball history.
Well, they've just made the with their coach, Chris, 23 times to the Final Four.
That's ridiculous. That's basically every year.
Like, what years didn't they make it? 23 years. I mean, but this he's probably been coaching 30 years, right? 30-something years.
Yeah, something like that. This group has not won a championship, or at least Paige Bueckers hasn't yet. And, Rob, she is probably viewed as, I'd say, the second best player in the country.
Chris, so, 23 out of 29, just to put it right.
That's crazy.
23 out of 29.
So Clark has to go through LSU. Now, next up, she has to face the second greatest player in the country, who probably thinks she's the best player in the country, and they're going to have to go at it. And then if she gets past Paige Bueckers, Rob, she likely will face South Carolina. Now, they beat South Carolina last year. But South Carolina, which is the top team in the country and has been for the last couple of years, even though they didn't win the championship last year. And so, Rob, that is a gauntlet for the ages. So if she does win this championship, my goodness, what an impressive feat it will be.
No, I mean, that's what you want. You want it to be through the best. Ooh. Beat everybody in your way, and then you could stand and the dust clears, Chris, and you put a capper on what's been a tremendous college career, right? And finishing up with a championship, doing the last thing you hadn't been able to do. I mean, it's storybook ending.
Be the first one in right? Iowa history. And they've had a great program, Rob, a really good. They haven't obviously been UConn or Tennessee.
No,
remember,
no, no,
Vivian
like
Stringer
that.
Was there.
Was she there?
Yeah.
I know that.
They were great and but, never won it, but they were a great program, and now under the current coach who's been there for decades, they've been great.
Chris,
too.
Do you remember us talking about people were a little mad that Iowa and LSU were going to meet prior to? You remember they wanted them to be separate?
Yep.
And remember I was saying, no. You can't have that. What if one of them lose and we never got this matchup? You know what I mean? Like, like it actually worked out. Look at the ratings, the national championship ratings.
Absolutely, good point.
You know what I mean? Like you that was like you got to make sure at some point those two teams play, not early, not too early, but not too late, where one could have lost and we never got that. So that was smart, I think, on their part not to separate them.
Nah, and you're right. I mean, I'm sure they're thinking the same thing when they look at what the ratings were last night. Rob, let me throw this, because you and I talked about this yesterday. I was of the belief, and it, you know, still am, that Caitlin Clark did not need to win last night's game to prove her greatness. She's obviously, in my view, just clearly a great player, whether she had won last night or not. But to be considered the GOAT, like we talked about last night, you do need a ring.
I said
fair
it.
Or not.
I said you gotta win. You gotta, Chris. It's hard. I don't care how good you are, and how many records you have, and all the other stuff that goes with it. It's hard for people to put you in that conversation when you've never won. And I'm talking about the ultimate. It just.
I think she would be in the conversation if she doesn't win it, but she would. That would be a death blow to her campaign for the GOAT, right? I mean, it just would be something. Because here's the list, Rob. These are some of the women's players that are considered the best ever. Breonna Stewart, Rob, 4 NCAA titles.
Wow.
Cheryl Miller, 2. Shamika Holsclaw, 3. Diana Taurasi, 3. Candace Parker, 2. Brittany Griner, one. Caitlin Clark, none. And then all those players except Candace Parker, well, Caitlin Clark's going to win her second Naismith this year. So she'll match some of these with two. But Breanna Stewart and Cheryl Miller have three Naismith awards. So I'm going to say this.
What she has going for her, though, Chris, is obviously the all-time leading scorer. I mean, that coupled with a championship, and then what will happen, too, which never factor in, Chris, never, is this idea of the TV ratings. Like how she moved the needle. You know what I mean? Like, I think that they would count in people's heads about when Cheryl Miller played, and I'm not saying that they didn't do anything.
They actually did an 11 million.
And that was, what, in 1988?
1983.
83.
1983. Now, it was different. Cable was not as big then.
Very few
people had cable at that point. And so, you know, kind of like we talked about Magic and Bird. But again, Magic and Bird a few years earlier had done, what, 40-something million? And
was it 33?
I thought it's 30 or 4. I thought it was in the 40s. Rob G, see if you can find that out.
I thought it was 33.
By comparison, Cheryl Miller did her championship game with USC, 11 million, which is great by today's standards. But back then, it wasn't the equivalent of the 12 million.
That game, Bird and Magic in college, back in 1979, did 40 million.
Yeah, 40.
Chris, you were right. 40.
So, wow. But Rob, when I think of the women's goal, and I don't claim to be an expert on all these women's players, but the first thought that comes to my mind when I think of the GOAT in women's basketball is Cheryl Miller. And not that I was seeing her all the time. I saw some of it, obviously. But, you know, she's just a legend. She was that first women's player to kind of, as I said, with the ratings, capture the imagination of the public.
It's funny because I don't know if I had that would have been the first thing off the top of my head. You know, I know
Who
Cheryl
would you
Miller.
Think, what's the name?
No, I don't think I have a name. And that's what, like I remember the Cheryl Swoops and what she was doing, Chris. I remember that. But I don't know if I, you know, again, historically, I knew Cheryl Miller and I knew she was a great player. Who was the other woman? Ann Myers. That's what I was saying. She was married to Don Drysdale, the old Dodger pitcher.
Ann Myers.
That's what I was thinking.
And as you
of.
Mentioned, Nancy Lieberman was a great player as well.
Yep, Nancy Lieberman.
Yeah. But Rob, I will say this, and I've seen most of these women that we named, I saw them play. And that you know, how many rings they had or championships they had. Caitlin Clark is the best women's college player I've ever seen. She's the best. She shoots it with incredible range. She does play. Her style of play is a lot like Steph Curry's, in my view. And yet, at 6 feet tall, Rob, she would be in the NBA like a 6'6". Or 6'6" version of Steph Curry. Can you imagine that? So she fills up the box score not only with the points and the assists, but she gets some pretty, you know, good rebounding numbers as well. But again, I think she probably has to win. Not probably. She'll be in the conversation no matter what. But to really be considered the GOAT, I think she's got to win it, Rob. And maybe going through that gauntlet, if she does, will, you know, outweigh the fact that she has so many fewer rings than most of these other players that we named. And we got to be fair, Rob, and say this also kind of adds to her legend if she's to win it. I want to ask you this, Rob. These are the number of top 50 recruits on each of these teams, these women's teams. Meaning, when they were seniors in high school, they were top 50 players in the country. How many do you think South Carolina has?
How many? Say it again.
Top 50. How many players on their team were top 50 players in their senior class in high school?
South Carolina?
Chip recruits.
Yeah. The number one team in the country. I would just be throwing a number.
Seven.
I was going to say 10.
Seven.
Okay, 7, okay.
UConn, how many you think?
10.
This is this year's team. 7.
Okay.
LSU.
7.
5.
Okay.
Iowa.
0.
Other 2. Than, right? 2 including Caitlin Clark.
Okay, so only
so
one other.
So my point is,
right.
Yeah, she's got – you look at the talent level on her team versus these other teams, and it's clearly not the same. And so if she's able to win this title, Rob, that will be an argument for her as far as the GOAT.
And let me give you this. So could we say – I know it's apples and oranges, the NBA and college, women's college basketball, but could this be a similar run like Dirk Nowitzki had, Chris, 2011? You remember that year when he won the championship? He went through Kobe and Powell and the Lakers. Then he went through the Thunder with KD, Russ, and Harden. And then he beat LeBron, Wade, and Bosh to win a championship. Like, that was a hellish run.
Yeah, I wouldn't compare it because, honestly, LeBron melted down so much. And that's why Dallas won. I don't take anything away, but it is. I mean, that in my view, if LeBron is LeBron – They beat that Dallas team.
They should have beat
just,
that Dallas team.
That's just
team
all, yeah. Sure. I mean, that's – and Dirk, as great as he is and
but one thing about that run, Chris, you got to give him, Dirk made big shots. In
Dirk was great.
He was tremendous.
He or, you know, is an all-time great player. People think I'm down on Dirk. I think Dirk was great. But
you just say, don't bring Chris Broussard to Dallas when you come. That's what they
I think
me.
Barkley was. I just spoke at a church in Dallas in January.
That's did you really?
Yeah. Did they say that to you?
He had heavy security, though. You know that, Rob.
Chris was like, wait a minute.
When
Chris,
all over
when
the
Chris
place,
leaves the compound, he got people with him. You know that.
No. Chris will have to make a call and get Stephen A's bodyguard. You know when he's going to go to Dallas.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.